So the simple reading of this Gemara again, the Mishnah Mem Amud Aleph says not only do you have to pay Einus Mefata the Knas the Chayishim Shekel Kesef, you have to pay Boishes Begam, and by Einus you pay an addition Tsar. So what is the Pigam is Nezek? So the Gemara says Kamahu Shavalim Kabashuk. How much would such a girl sell for as a Shivcha Knaitis, not as an Omohi Ria, if he would want to make his Evit Knaini happy? Because Evit Knaini does very devoted work for his master. So the other wants to buy him a Shivcha Knaitis is a Psula. So he doesn't want to buy him a Bula. So how much would she sell for as a Psula? How much would she sell for as a Bula? So that differential is the Nezik. That's the Pigam. So you see the Befeirish that you shaman also kevet kanayne anim kabashuk, not kevet ivi. How does Rashi say kevet ivi? You understand what motivates Rashi. That's the Rashi at the beginning of Perek HaChoyvo. And the Rosh disagrees with Rashi. But you understand why Rashi says kevet ivi. Kamahu shavalim kabashuk. A Jew can't be sold as an eved the kanayne. Yeah, but don't you see Befeirish here? So the only lechore, a possible way, I don't know, the only way, a possible way to answer the kasha against Rashi is perhaps to say that over here it's a separate din. The boishes of gam that you pay here is not b'taris achayva b'chaver misham chamishad v'ram. This is a separate gzeres hakosuv, separate pasuk. That we said when we learned a little earlier. He said that seems to be a machlokes Rabbi Kiveger and the Nesivos. Whether the boishes of gam is a psanu chiyav b'taris oynes amefata. Oh no, it's the regular old din of achayva b'chaver. Yeah.
And it sounds like from the Gemara that, you know, like other Kabbalists, because that's the same to me. It also, Boshes is Begam, and Rashi here says, like other Kabbalists. Yeah, Boshes Begam and all the Gemaras is like that. The Boshes Begam is the same, the regular din from Perek HaChoyvo, not a special din here. Yeah, the Pashtas and the Gemara is, there's not a new din, not a special din. But we had the Kasha. Whenever you have Malkus and Mammon, so usually we pass like Rabbi Yechanan, not like Gula. Usually you give Malkus, you don't pay the Mammon. And there are two exceptions to the rule. The Fereship is a Torah, Chavah Bachaber, the Tashlomen. Fereship is a Torah, Edom Zemim, the Tashlomen. You don't give them the Malkus, you make them pay the money. So why does that, so why do we pass like Rabbi Yechanan? Elanar Sheesh Lan Tanas, even though she's a Chavi Labin, or a Chavi Krisis, she pays Knas, that's only if Lo Hisruba. But if Hisruba, then you give the Malkus, then it says Elohen Alek, and then you give Malkus, you don't pay the money. So the Shah is, why don't you pay the money? The Fereship Sitar Chavah Bachaber Le Tashlomet. Even if Hisruba Le Malkus, you should make him pay the money. So Rabbi Kiveger, I think, answered the Kashas, one of the Achreinim, I forgot which one is which. One of them said the only time, I already forgot, oh, the only time you give Malkus and you don't pay Mammon if there's no Mammon to pay, if she's a Yisayma Mefuta. If she's a Yisayma Mefuta, she's Meichel on everything. But whenever it's Einus, and whenever it's going to be Mefata and there is a father, so she's not a Balabas to be Meichel. So Beferish Yipsatara, Chav Bechavel Tashlam, so Habual Achoso, so there won't be any Malkus in such a case. And I think Rabbi Kivega said, no, it's the fairship said Torah Chava B'Chaver Tashlomen, that's when you pay B'Res Chavola. Here you pay B'Toras Oynes HaMefata. It's a Chiddush. It's a Chiddush. Okay, the next Mishnah we know already. There's a Machlokes Rav Meir and the Chachamim. What the Ktana Yesh L'Knas, a Ktana Ein L'Knas, because the Pasuk says Naira. So the Machlokes HaTanaim was, is it does mean Naira V'Lo Bageris only, or does mean Naira V'Lo Bageris and also Nareva like Tan, Shai. So why, what motivates the Chachamim to say Nareva Filuk Tana? So the Gemara says Yidarshin Mole and Chaser, because the word Naira is spelled Nun Ayin Reish, not spelled Nun Ayin Reish. So an incomplete Naira is a Ktana. Shai. That was the Gemara's drush. So it's a Machlekes Hatanoi. What's clear and obvious in the Gemara is that the father only has the right to sell his daughter Bito Ktana, or Abmecha is Bito Ktana. He can't sell Bito Naira, even though Maisi Adeha is Leavio up until Bagrus, but he only has the right to sell a Bikatnusa, not in the state of Nairus. Yeah.
When he talks about the pasuk of when he killed the Naira who's Madonna, it's written in Pasuk also, and that must be talking about someone who's
Gedoyla, yeah.
So
I don't know.
Majority of the so when the Torahs have Nara without a hay.
Without a hay, right. We mentioned that's a din in Achrenim. We said all the Achrenim are bothered with Akasha. The Rambam in the Mishnah Torah writes he can only learn Kriyas HaTorah with Brochas, the real din of Kriyas HaTorah, if the Sefer Torah is kosher. If it's a puzzle of Sefer Torah, it cannot be Yotze Kriyas HaTorah. This is in disagreement with what the Rambam himself wrote in the Tshuva. Guess Mishnah quotes the Tshuva Sarashbo, who points this out, that there's a steer between the Rambam and the Tshuva and the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah. And the Tshuva, which was written earlier, and the Rambam backed out from this, and the Tshuva he writes that the minig all over Boris far it is that they learn Kriyas HaTorah Bal Peh. You don't need a kosher Sefer Torah for Kriyas HaTorah. So we don't do that. We insist you have to have a kosher Sefer Torah. So Sefer Torah Shechas Reisachas, the Rambam says it's possible. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says Sefer Torah Shechas Yiriyah Achas. Oh, Yiriyah. From one stitch to the other. The other is several columns are missing. It's missing in Vaichi. And this week is Parshas Chayisara. But still, if it's missing all Yiriyah Achas, so you can't lay. And Taisus, the Ritva and the Tshuva quotes the Taisus of Paskins like the Gemara. Only Sefer Torah Shechas Yiriyah Achas Karim Bo. But we follow the Rambam. The Rambam is in the Zohar like that. Sefer Torah Shechas Reisachas is possible. So we know that there's a suffix. How do you spell Tzua Daka? Daka Dalet Chof Hea, Dalet Chof Aleph. So all the Sefer Torah are besofik. So how can you learn Kriyas HaTorah with a brocha? Everybody's Sefer Torah is a sofik. Maybe it's Chos HaReisach. So this is a Moiridik Akash. So the Menchas Chinuch gave an answer, which is the accepted answer today. That's when Menchas Chinuch lived 100 years ago. He died around 100 years ago. So his answer is the accepted answer. He says Sefer Torah, Shechos HaReisach means either missing a letter or it's misspelled. Let's say they wrote Noyach. Noyach with a long nun. And then a chof. So it's not supposed to have a long nun. It's not supposed to have a chof. It's supposed to be a normal nun and a ches. So that's an error. So that's no good. That's an error in the dictionary. It's an error. Petzua daka in the dictionary, they're both accurate spellings. Daka with a hey, dalet chof hey is Hebrew. Dalet chof aleph is Aramaic. So that either way, it's correct according to the dictionary. One of them is correct according to the masorah. The other one is not correct. So the Maharaj Chinuch says a chiddush. Sefer Torah Shechas HaReisachas, because it's misspelled, is only if it's mamish, a misspelling according to the dictionary. But according to the dictionary, either spelling is acceptable. One would be Hebrew, one would be Aramaic. And every so often you have Aramaic words in the Chumash. So you can't say the Sefer Torah is possible. You should really correct it. But we don't know which is correct Masorah, so we leave. Each one leaves the Sefer Torah the way it is. The Sfaradim have it like this, the Ashkenazim have it like that. But that doesn't puzzle. So then the Menchas Chinuch says, unless the Gemara has unless you have a Kriya Ksiv, supposed to be written Yishkaveno, and you're supposed to read it Yishkaveno. So let's say they wrote in the Sefer Torah Yishkaveno. So that's wrong, because it's that we have a tradition, it's supposed to be a Kriya Ksiv, it's supposed to be written like this, and it's supposed to be read like this. If you have a Kriya Ksiv, then it puzzles even with the other, because you wrote it wrong. So the shayla that the later Achrenim have on the assumption that you accept what the Menachas Chinuch said, the shayla they have is, what if the word Naira is always spelled Nun Ayin Resh Hei? Most of the time it's spelled in Chumash Nun Ayin Resh. Do you assume that these are two correct spellings according to Biblical Hebrew? The two accurate ways to spell the word Naira, Nun Ayin Resh and Nun Ayin Resh Hei? Or you say, no, that's a Kriya Ksiv. Naira, the correct spelling is Nun Ayin Resh Hei. And if it's written Nun Ayin Resh, and you read it Nun Ayin Resh, that's like Yishkaveno, Yishgaleno. That's a Kriya Ksiv, and whenever you have a Kriya Ksiv, then the Menchas Chinuch thinks that that passes by the Evet. That's the Loch of a Kriya Ksiv. It's supposed to be written one way, it's supposed to be read the other way. Here, by Psua Daka, it's not a Kriya Ksiv, it's just that they didn't spell it accurately according to the Masorah, but it's spelled accurately according to a dictionary spelling. So then the Menchas Chinuch said it wouldn't pass by the Evet. Chatrili she corrected, but it wouldn't pass by the Evet. So that's a deal. So from this Gemara you have many Gemaras like that. The Gemara Darshan's Mole and Choser. The drush over here was, why did the Chachamim, what motivated the Chachamim to disagree with Rav Meir to say that Ktanu Yesh Laknas, because the word Naira is written Choser. So it implies even a Naira Choser, even an incomplete Naira, even a Ktan. You have many, many drushes that are based on Mole and Choser. Then the Gemara says on the bottom of the Amud, the Gemara says, what about Bamaitse Shemra ala Ktana? David also says Naira. And the Din of Maitse Shemra doesn't apply if the girl is a Bogeris. What about, would you have the same Achlegis Amen HaChamim? Whether Maitse Shemra ala Ktana, Einis and Mefata by Akhtan is a machlekes, and we pass on like the Chachamim against Reb Meir. The Naira Choser includes even an incomplete Naira, even Akhtanah. What about by Moitzi Shemra ala Bogeris? It's not Chayiv. The whole parsha doesn't apply. What about Moitzi Shemra ala Akhtanah? The Gemara says, no, Moitzi Shemra ala Akhtanah is not Chayiv, because the Pasuk says three lines from the bottom of the Amud. Ichsiv, the Memesoy Adover. Hazel, lo nimsu tzulam na'am na'arav, ha'tzilas ha'na'arav, pesach pesaviyah, uskolua, uktana la'bas onchini. So the Gemara says, the parsha Moitzi Shemra cannot apply if his wife is only a ktana because he can't be uskolua. So here there's a big diyun in Rishayim. The Varam Taisvis, Taisvis refers you to Sanhedrin Davches. I'll just, this has a reference. Look in Sanhedrin Davches. Sanhedrin Davches, you look in the Gemara, it doesn't say anything. You have to look in the Tosfos and Sanhedrin Daf Ches. And you probably won't understand the Tosfos either unless you look in the Sefer Yosha, the Rabbein Tam. I remember when we learned Sanhedrin, so we had to learn, Rav Soloveitchik said, we all have to look in the Sefer Yosha. Without the Sefer Yosha, you don't understand what Tosfos said over there. So Rabbein Tam interprets the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Ches in the base, not like Rashi. He interprets it to say, that's what Tosfos says, it's Muchach and the Gemara there. What do they say? Mashman the Gemara. Ablein loyma the mistaber. What is the end of the test? Mistaber le dak basan shem chay mishum shibolo harga. Pergam senet mishmait the mashma. Mashma means that Rabbeinu Tam learns like that. If you learn like Rashi, it's not mashma anything. Rabbeinu Tam learns that the moitzi shemra is chayiv malchus and meyo kesef, even if he was not in his kabin laharga, even if he did not build up a case to try to kill his wife. So the simple reading of our Gemara is not like the Rabbeinu Tam. Simple reading of our Gemara is, and what Shemra Laktana can't be chayiv because Ktana Labas Onshini, the only time there's a parsha Moitz Shemra is if he's trying to kill the girl. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't hold like that. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, why does the Gemara say Moitz Shemra Laktana is not chayiv? So Tosis explains why. What if the man is Moitz Shemra Alishta, he says his wife was Nensa? So Taisa says, he didn't say his wife did any avla. She was Nansa, it's not her fault. They raped her, they attacked her. So since the halacha says, the Gemara says later, Pita Ktana Oinesu, there's no din of, there's usually a din of Oines, and a din of Mefata. Oines means physically Ma'anasar. Mefata means he talked it into her so long till he seduced her, till he coaxed her that she should be masking to be Mezana with him. So the Gemara says that even if one is mefata aktana, the kotner aktana is a lab barda. So we treat pita aktana if it were an oinus. So if a man would say, moitzi shemra alishta, to say that she was nensa tachtov, so she didn't do any avera, she was nensa. So even if he says that they were, even if let's say his wife is aktana. And he says the ketana was mezana beratzen. So pita ketana einesu, it's considered as if she had been nensa. So nensa, there's no din of moitzi shemra. So Rabbeinu Tam learned that's what it means in the Gemara. That's what it means in the Gemara. Because he learned the Gemara. He was forced into reinterpreting our Gemara because of his interpretation. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Ches, because see, Rabbeinu Tam doesn't agree with Rashi. So he had to substitute a whole different interpretation in Gemara in Sanhedrin. So according to the way he read the Gemara Sanhedrin, mashma, according to him, is mashma, the feirish, that the Moitzi Shemra is chayiv, the malchus. The Yisro, so the Yonshu, so Meir Kesev, he gets malchus and he pays mammon. That's unique about Moitzi Shemra. He's like, oh, Mishalem, that's the whole parsha Moitzi Shemra, even if he didn't attempt to kill her. That's a fundamental machlok of Rishayim. Other Rishayim, the Ritva talks about it over here. Other Rishayim say the Rabbein Tam is wrong. That the simple reading of the Gemara is that he's only chayiv the parsha of Moitzi Shemra if there was an attempt to kill his wife, but if she'd be a ktana or if he brings the edim lechatchila that are not acceptable for din in the pashas, the edim in the first place not acceptable, and the whole din of Moitzi Shemra doesn't apply. And some rishonim want to split. Some rishonim want to say there are two parts to the punishment of the Moitzi Shemra. One part is v'yisro also. That they give him malchus, then the yonshu also mea kesef, that he has to pay the knas, twice as much. Einus mefata is only 50 shkolim each, and this moitzi shemra is 100 shkolim. That's what the Gemara in Erechin has a whole sugya about how terrible Lashon Hara is. The Gemara has all, most of the dinim of Lashon Hara, Maseches Erechin. So the Mishnah points out, look, Lashon Hara, that a man says his wife Mazana is worse than Oynes. If a man attacks a woman, he only pays Chamishim Shekel Kesef. Man claims that his wife has Mazana, if it's not true, that's not Lashon Hara, that's Moitzi Shem. Lashon Hara is when it's true. I say that guy's an idiot, then he is an idiot, so then it's Lashon Hara. If the guy's a genius and I say he's an idiot, that's Moitzi Shem, that's worse. So the Mishnah says, look how chomer Lashon Hara is, not true. If the man pays Mea Kesef for accusing his wife of being Mazana, and if he would be Ma'an as a girl, he would only pay Chamishim Shekel Kesef. So in that sugya, there are some Rishonim who understand that the two parts of the Oynish of the Moitzi Shemra correspond to two different things that he tried to do. If he attempted to kill her, like our Gemara says, Uskolua Pesach Besavia, if he attempted to kill her, then he gets Malkus. If he, from the very outset, he didn't attempt to kill her, so there won't be any Malkus, but they're masking at the Rabbi Natam, there will be Meir Shekel Kesef. Just by schmutzing his wife, the Hotzua Shemra on the wife, that's Mechayiv Meir Kesef, even if he didn't bring Edom that was sufficient, that would have been good enough to give an Einish Misa. But in order for the husband to get the Malkus V'Yisra also, for that you have to have Dafke attempted killing, attempted murder. So there are three Shitas over here. The Pasha Pshat and Agamar is not like the Rabbi Natan. Pasha Pshat and Agamar, you only have a Parsha Moitzi Shemra if he attempted to kill her. If the Yedim that he, she's a Ktana, the Yedim that he brought in the first place were no good for Misa, the whole Parsha Moitzi Shemra doesn't apply. Then the Rabbi Natan says that it's not. So the whole Parsha applies, even though Ibn the Gemara says by Ktana there's no Din of Moitzi Shemra. No, not because there's no attempted killing, because Moitzi Shemra la Ktana, Pita Ktana Ainesu. So he said she didn't do anything. He said that someone started up with her. He doesn't say that she did anything wrong. And the third sheet is a compromise sheet that the Sam Shanim hold, that the Malkus that the Moitzi Shemra gets for Yisrael also is because of the attempted murder. But if he'll bring Edom, that won't be good in the first place to give a Din in the Fashas, so just like Tzah Shemra, so then it'll only be the Ainesh of Mea Kesef. Ah, Chiddush.
Okay.
Yeah.
Couldn't there be a time sheet to also work with Erichin? Right. He says that you get both, right? Even if you
don't
kill her.
Both, even if he did not attempt to kill her, yeah.
Right, so that would also fit in, right? That it's a good comparison. Even though there's no
Mitzah,
he wasn't trying to kill anybody.
Yeah, the Gemara does not contradict Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah. But some Rishonim split that there's a contradiction. That's all the Rishonim meant. Agamara sounds like it says that the punishment of the Moitzi Shem because of attempted murder. That Gemara says because of Lashon Hara. Isn't it a contradiction? So some Rishonim say, no contradiction. The Malkus because of the attempt to kill his wife. And the Mammon is because of the Lashon Hara. The other Rishonim say, no, that's an Agadata. The Gemara over there is an Agadata. The Ikir is our Gemara, attempted murder. Rabbi Natan says, no, that Agamara never said that. Agamara never meant he needed attempted murder. He's trying to kill his wife. Agamara just meant Pita Ktana, innocent. Pita Ktana Ainesu, that's a Gemara later. Let's say a man is married to a Ktana, and she, Minatora, let's say the father marries off a daughter. Is Bita Nisat Leisha Zeh? That's the Mishnah Mem Vavam Epe. So Av Zaka Bita Bikidusher, the Kesef of Bishtara Bibia. That's the Mishnah. The father has the right to marry off his daughter when she's a Ktana or a Naira. Once she becomes a Bagheri, then she leaves the Mishnah, so they can no longer marry her off. So let's say a little girl is married off by her father. She's only 11 years old. And then she has an affair with someone else, and she knows what she's doing. She knows this is her husband, and she knows she's having an affair. So does she become an Eshes Eshes Inso as a Seita Asur El Baila? Does she become Asur El Baila? So the Bavli says no. Bavli says, Pita Ktana Oinesu. Even though she's Mezana Beratzen, since we say Akotana Ktana is a La Barda, so it's considered as if she was Nensa. Eshes Eshes Nensa does not become Asur El Baila, unless the husband is a Koi. Husband is a Koi, so she's a Zayin Asur El Koi. Zayna Sulekain is a Mishnah earlier in Ksub. Even if she was Nensa, let's say a Nochri is Ma'anis, a Jewish girl, so she becomes Asura Lekuna, even though it's Nensa, she still becomes a Zayna. If an Eshesish is Nensa, it's not her fault, she was Nensa, so she becomes Asura Lekain. But if she's married to Yisrael, so she's Nensa, she doesn't become Asura. So the Babli says, Pita Ktana Oinesu, both Benegir to the Din Oines versus Mefateh. We treat the Pita Ktana as an Oynes, and also bringing it to the din of Seita Asur al Baila. that we say the woman is not asur al baile. The Rambam paskins against the Bavli. The Rambam paskins like the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says it depends whether she's married min haTorah, married min haRabbanan. If the little girl was married off by her father, that's as beaten as Atalisha Zeh, that's the Mishnah Mem Vavim Beis, of Zakah Bita Bikidusheh, father has the right to marry off his daughter when she's a Ktanah. So the daughter was an Eshet Zeh Deraiz, and then she goes and she has an affair. And she knows that this is not her husband, and she's doing something improper. Even if she does know it's improper, she knows it's not her husband, that's all. So the Rambam says, from the Yerushalmi, she becomes a Seita Asur Al Baila. But if the girl is a Yisayma, and her mother married her off, or her older brothers married her off, that's Kiddush Miun, that's only Kiddush in the Rabbanan. So then we apply that klal. If the girl is Mezana, then you say, Pitek Tano Anisu, that she doesn't become Asur Al Baila. So the Ravid says, I don't know. In my Gemara it says, Pitek Tano Anisu, one line Ravid, I don't know what he's talking about. So the Ravid is quoting the Bavli. And they say, the Rambam is paskening like the Yerushalmi. That's a problem in Psak. There's a famous riff in the end of Erevin, the very end of Erevin. There's a contradiction between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi regarding the din the Rabbanon of Mashmiya Kol. They made a Gzera the Rabbanon, they're not allowed to play music on Shabbos. Gzera Shem Yisak and Kleshir. So what if it's not music? What if it's a knock around a door? It's not the musical sound. You're not playing a piano with an igan. But let's say to knock on the door. Not a knock. You knock on the door with your hands. So the Bavli seems to say that it's muta, and Yerushalmi seems to say that it's asa. Yerushalmi tells a story. The guy was once, he went to a Shalom Zoch or whatever on Friday night, and he was locked out of his own house. And he came home, and he started screaming, let me in, let me in. They didn't hear him. So he had to sleep outside. They couldn't get in. Why didn't he knock on the door? They would have heard him better. Yerushalmi says, Mashmiya Kol, you're not allowed to knock on the door. There's no niggin. He's not playing any music. It's just... I go like this on Shabbos because it makes a little noise. So that's what it says in the Yerushalmi. So the riff there has a big statement. That whenever there's a conflict between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, we paskin like the Bavli because sort of Hilchasa Kebasroi. The Bavli was written several generations after the Yerushalmi. And why is Hilchasa Kebasroi? Because we assume the later Chachamim were aware of everything that was written in the earlier generation. They took everything into consideration. And they came to the conclusion differently from the earlier generations. So since the Chachmei HaBavli knew everything that it says in the Yerushalmi, and they knew the Yerushalmi held that it's Asa, and the Bavli writes that it's Mutar, the Hilchos HaKevasra. So that's really a big, several books were written on this topic. Is really true that the Chachmei HaBavli knew everything that it says in the Yerushalmi? Is that really true? If it's true, then it makes sense to say Hilchos HaKevasra. They took everything into consideration, and they came to the conclusion otherwise, but that's a question. Every so often, the Gemara will allude to a story, and the story never appears in the Talmud Bavli, it only appears in the Talmud Yerushalmi. So some say, oh, there you have it, the Gemara is alluding to the Talmud Yerushalmi. Others say, no, they're not alluding to the Talmud Yerushalmi. There was such a story, all the people in the street knew the story, so there was no need to write it up. Doesn't necessarily mean that they knew it from the Yerushalmi, it was floating in the air, they heard the story. So that's So the Rambam normally, usually follows the Rif. And the Rif has this klal. Whenever there's a conflict between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, you should always pass like the Bavli. The issue is that a lot of times there are problematic Rambams. And the Lecha Mishneh is the Kasha, Magen Mishneh, Lecha Mishneh, Kes Mishneh, the Lecha Mishneh stands on his head to try to figure out how the Rambam came up with such a psak. And the Bir Agro will often write, the Rambam paskins like Yerushalmi keneged HaBavli kedarka lipsik bekama mekaymis kedas HaYerushalmi neged HaBavli. Rabbi Gorin, the former chief rabbi, put out a whole sefer, a big, tall sefer, where he collected many of these cases, many from the Bir Agro, that the Rambam paskins like the Yerushalmi against the Bavli. So here is also one of those examples. Here, the Rambam paskins pita ktana einesu, ktana shezinsa, is Materis Labaila only if she's only married Kiddushin the Rabbanim. But if she was married off by the father Kiddushin the Raisa, then you don't apply Pitek Tanu. So the Rabbit is Masik. He says, like Gemara, it says Pitek Tanu Ainasu in all cases.
Is it Pitek Tanu or even if she's like regular Tanu
Habal? Yeah, even if she's Mizana Berotzen, not only Pitek that he worked on her, even if she on her own, even if she initiated this nus. Even if she initiated this nus. Yeah, this is a famous Gemara in the Machlokes HaMe'ar and the Rabbanan, where the Ktana Yesh l'knas anat, and the mocker of the Chachamim is the Naira Chosehei. And then the bottom Gemara, that the Gemara says, Amot Shem Balaktanis Potter Shenemar, Shenemar, that it says, it can't be chai because it's kalua. So that's the Shaila, what does it mean? So the Poshib Shat is that you only have the whole, either you only have the Malkus of Motzi Shemra, you only have the whole Parsha of Motzi Shemra when there was an attempt on the part of the husband to kill his wife. And Rabbi Natam says that it's not true. It just means that the Pita Ktan Oinesus, there was no Hetzor Shemra. He said his wife. It's like saying my wife was Nensa. So that's why it doesn't apply. Okay. Next Mishnah, a famous Mishnah, that Haidoaz Baldin Kameyu Edim Dami. But Mari Beknas is Pata. So the Mishnah gives you various cases. So the man says, P is Bito Ploini. So Boshe Sepigam is Mammon. But the Knas, you don't pay Al Piatzma. So that you don't pay. I'm a Ganafti. A man admits, a Ganaf pays Karen the Kefal. A Gazlan only pays Karen and doesn't pay Kefal. And the Dalet Dehe is also. If Tovach HaMach, Asher Baseh, that's only by a Ganaf, not by a Gazlan. Because the Dalet Dehe is on top of the Kefal. Let's say the shor is worth $1,000. So if he stole it b'geneva, if he stole the shor b'geneva, so he has to give back $2,000. And he shechted it and he ate it, let's say. Or it got lost. So he has to pay kerem kefal. He has to pay $1,000 kerem, $1,000 kefal. And if there are edim that tobach or mochar, then he pays an additional two or three times. So he either pays sachakol for $4,000 or $5,000. Hamisha bakir shalom tachas hashor. The $5,000 includes $1,000 for the Karen, $1,000 for the Kefil, and an additional $2,000, an additional $3,000, if it's a Shor, it's Chamisha Boker. And if it's a Seh, you pay Abetzon Tachas Haseh. So the Mishnah says, if a man admits that he stole, so he pays Karen Al Piatzma, Hadoz Badin Kameyu Eidim Dami, but the Kefil he doesn't pay, because Moedah B'Knas is Potter. So why does he... So you split it. He does have namanas or he doesn't have namanas. You believe him that he stole, that he should pay $1,000. That's Hadas Baldin, Kimei Edim Dami. But we don't believe him that he stole, then he get to pay the extra amount. Same thing in the previous case. He says he was ma'anas the girl and mefata the girl. So we don't believe him, then he get to the knas. We do believe him, then he get to the boshes sepgam. What is this? It's pagin and amanus. You believe him vis-a-vis this, you don't believe him vis-a-vis that. Do you have such a thing? That a person has amanus for this and he doesn't have amanus for that? Yeah, you have. That's called pagin and amanus. You have like that. You have cases like that. Let's say Erecha comes and he says, Meis Baila, that the husband is dead. So they made a special takana mid rabbana, that Erecha is named to establish that Meis Baila, so the woman is permitted to remarry. Would the Edechot be Nemon that Meis Baila that his children should yarsh in the whole business and they should take over? And now they want to sell a business. The father was in episode, father had a grocery store, so they're going to sell a grocery store and they're going to take the money and invest it in hedge funds or whatever. So the Gemara says, no, Emeridim is a Yorshim Lenachosov. Edechot is not believed, not for Mominus and not for Dovish of the Yervo. Made a special takana that Edechot is Nemon by Meis Baila only Lahatir is Aisha. But when you get to the Yorshim taking over the Yerusha and selling the whole business, so then you revert back to the Ikad Din Derai, say, Erechot is Zain and Neman. So you say, Pagin and Nemanus, the Erechot has Nemanus with respect to Heter Hoisha, with respect to Heter Agunus, the Erechot does not have Nemanus with respect to Yerusha. You always say Pagin and Nemanus. So is that what it means over here, that you say Pagin and Nemanus, the fellow makes a Hidos Baldin? He's neman to say gonati. He's neman to say that he stole b'negir to paying the keren because Hodos Baldin commanded that. But he's not neman to say that he stole b'negir to the kefal and the dal of the hay. No, in the mefata, not neman to say onasti petisi because ma'ad b'knas is potter. That's what it means. So he said that's a problem to interpret that the Mishnah is based on. There is a klal pagin and amanus. The Gemara has machlekes with a pagin and ibura. That's a different thing. If a man gave a whole agada seder, can you accept part of the testimony if you have to throw out part of the other part of the testimony? Usually we have a klal, edus habat miksal habat lo kulam. If a person gave a whole long agada seder, say half an hour's worth of agada seder, and part of it cannot be accepted for some reason or another, then you cannot even accept the other part that should have been able to be accepted. So usually the rule is edus habat miksal habat lo kulam. and Pagina Diburas and Machlekes Amarayim and Sanhedrin and Yivamas, other places, maybe there's an exception to the rule. Maybe sometimes you can say Pagina Diburas. We can accept half the Haggadah Seders and the other half not. Maybe the Klal Batl Masas Batl Kula doesn't always apply. But Pagina Nemanis, everybody agrees that there was never a Machlekes. You have Mishnayos all over the place. Is that what it's based on over here? Pagina Nemanis. So we said, probably not, because we have a din, we have a klal, ein oda meis matzmei rosho. Where does that come from? A person is not believed to say that he is a rosho. What's the marker for that? Where does that melitza come from? So we suggested that it's based on the drosha of the Torah Shebal Peh, on the pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. It says, Ashi ashein Elohim, yishalem shnaim lereyehu, Elohim loshen chol. If the bezin will paskin, it goes on a shomer. The shomer was toin tainis ganef. The Mafkin says, where's my behemoth? Where's the Pikodna? And the Shemesh says it was stolen. And then it turns out that he was lying, and he swore falsely that it was stolen. Turns out that he was lying, and he really had it all along. So Toyntain is going to be Pikodna, that's all of Gazlon. He becomes a Ganef, and he has to pay Karen Kefal and so on. So the Pasuk says, Hashem Ashin Elohim, if the Bezin will paskin on him, that he's a Ganef, Yishalim Shlaim Lerei, then he pays Kefal. So the Torah Shalom Peh had a drosha, Hashem Ashin Elohim, Pratla Mashiach Satzmo. So that Loshen, Mashiach Satzma, that's the Loshen, Ein Onem Es Matzmei Rosha. The person cannot be believed to say that he did an Aveira. So that's the reason why Moed B'Knas is Pata, because we don't believe what he said. He said, I stole the behemoth. He said, Anasti Petisi Es Bito Shal Plaini. So we don't believe what he said. So if that's the Pshat, we don't believe what he said, because he said he did an Aveira. So how can you believe what he said to make him pay the Karen? It's not a din moedib knas potter on knas. Moedib knas potter because ain't on the mes matzmei rosha. That was the drosha. That was the whole makar. Ashiyashin alehim pratam ashiyasatzmei. Ain't on the mes matzmei rosha. He's not believed to say that he did an avera, and you can't be mechayp knas unless you have ascertained that he did an avera. So how can you believe what he said that he did an avera to make him pay the keren? How do you believe what he said? He did anasti petisi. To make him pay the boshes subkam, you should say also Eiran Ames Matzmei Rosh. So we explained from the Achrayim that the Mishnah is based on Pagin and Ibura. The Mishnah is based on Pagin and Ibura. We don't believe what he said on Asti Petisi. It's not Pagin and Amar. It's not we believe it benegir to the boshes subkam. We don't believe it benegir to the Knas. And that he says, God after, we believe it, benegir to the Karen, we don't believe it, benegir to the Kefal. It's not that it's Pagin and Nemonis. Benegir to the Knas, you don't believe him, benegir to the Mammon, you do. You can't believe him, benegir to the Mammon either, because they don't have a smart Rosh. The reason why you don't believe him, benegir to the Knas, is not because Knas is Knas. Because he can't make a Chi of Knas unless he ascertained that he did an Avera, because Knas is an Einish. And they don't have a smart Rosh. So how do you believe him when he says that he's Chayiv, the Karen? You shouldn't believe him when he said that he's chayv the bushes of kamina. So the Achrayim explained over here. This is really pagin on dibura. The whole story that he said anasti pitisi is bito shal plaini. He says ganapte. We don't believe anything that he said because they don't meis matzmei rosha. But he said anasti pitisi, and therefore I'm chayv bushes pagam in chamishim shekel. So to pay chamishim shekel, that's a knas. You have to ask the tiny did navera. We don't believe anything that he said he did avera. But the part of what he said, and I'm chayv to pay boshes pgam, so we ignore the background. You don't have to know the reason why the guy's chayv. When it comes to chiyuv mamon, a person says, I owe you $100. A person comes to Bezin and says, I owe Reuven $100. Bezin is not going to ask him why. They'll ask him, are you sure you know what you're talking about? So he may tell them the whole story and they'll say, no, you're wrong, according to the Chosh Mish, but you don't owe him a penny. Okay, so if the guy didn't know the din, okay. But he doesn't have to have them honest to say, what's the background? If I say you owe me $100, you say you don't owe me money. So you have to explain why you don't owe money. If I admit that I do owe you money, I don't have to explain why I owe you the money. It makes sense, I should ask the Bezin, am I really chayv? I think I owe him $100, am I really chayv? So to look it up in Shulchan Aruch, they tell me, yeah, you are chayv. But when I say, I owe him $100 because of X, Y, Z, I don't have to have them on some because of. You don't believe him at all on that. See, here the fellow says, Anasti Petisi is Bita Shaplaini, and therefore I think I'm Chai Boishes Pekam and Knas. So they'll say, Boishes Pekam, we believe you that you're Chai for no reason. We don't have to know the reason. We don't believe you that anasti petisi, because they don't make smarts me Russia. But you admit that you owe money, so we don't look into it. We don't have to know what the reason is. But when he says, I'm chayv also the chamishim shekel kesef, so you can't give the guy, Bezdin can't make a gemar din that he's chayv knas unless they ascertain, unless they have a birur that he really did something wrong. So if they don't make smarts me Russia, you don't believe him, so then they can't make a gemar din on that. But on the bush is to become his mum, and that's not knas. So when a fellow makes odos baldin, he doesn't have to be believed on the reason why he's chayv. He just says, I owe money. When a fellow says, I'm putter, I say you want me money, you say you're putter. So there, Bezin will say, what's the reason that you think you're putter? So if you don't give a valid explanation why you're putter, they won't accept your taina. A taina that you're putter from paying only has nemanis in Bezin if the guy gives an explanation why. But if a fellow admits, he does baldin that I'm chayv mamon, he doesn't have to give any explanations. So that's what the Mishnah means. He says, pagin and ibura. We don't believe anything that he said on Asti Petisi. Not you believe it been gave to the moment, you don't believe it been gave to the Knas. You don't believe it at all. But he made a long statement. So part of what he said was, and I owe Boshes to become. So he said, thank you. We take that part and we throw out the rest of it. That's called Pagin and Ibura.
Why do you say the same by the fact that he just said he owes Kefal? Why did they ask the reason of that?
So he says, Ayo Kefal, Kefal is a Knas. So the Bezin cannot, that's the Pasuk, Bezin cannot make a Gemar Din. Before Gemar Din of Bezin, there isn't even Bolotzis Edei Shaman. There isn't even Amidus Chassidus to pay the Knas. That's we had the Tosfos on Lamed Gimel on the base. Then the Vilna Gaon has it in the Hagos HaGron, the beginning of the next Perek, and he has it in the Bava Kamma. They arise from the Gemara like that. That it only makes sense to pay Knas after Hamad Abedin, after Gemar Din, because Knas is an Oynish. An oynish, self-imposed oynish, is not called an oynish. That's imposed by the bezin. So we explain, once the bezin makes a gemar, then you have to pay the knas. You don't have to have a tug of war. You don't have to hold on to your money and they have to pull it out of your hand. If you make out the check and you pay it berotzen, that's also called bal korcha. It's also called, if the oynish is imposed by the bezin, the bachutz. Because they made a gemar din that you have to pay. But a knas has to be imposed by the bezin. It's an oynish, not an oynish agul, but it's an oynish. It can only be imposed if the bezin ascertains that he did something wrong. So we say, you can't believe him that he did something wrong. So therefore, the bezin was never mevarit that he did anything. So it's not shy to make a gemar din. Without a gemar din, it doesn't make sense to pay the knas on your own, even though the guy knows that he should really be chayim. Because it's an oynish has to be imposed by the bezin after ascertaining that he did something wrong.
So if we're saying now that the moment that he's mashalim has nothing to do with gneva, if Adam would come later, would he have to pay the moment again?
No, we don't believe him. We don't have to believe him that he said ganafti. We don't believe that. He said he owes $1,000. He owes $1,000. So then the Edom are going to just be inquired what the background of the story was. So yeah, that's $1,000 that I paid last year. That was it. Yeah.
Don't you know, even without this mention from the Gemara and the Chayit, if you're a Machayit yourself, something about him having that's like a Mesh of Aveda, because it's even Olam, that you know, there's no Shvua, and therefore he's believed?
Again, that what?
If you're hired yourself with no other aid, they say you value $500.
Yeah.
So over there, and the Gemara in Chayit, then they say it's like a Meishim Aveda, and therefore there is, because of Tikkun Olam, Rabbanam said there's no Shavua. Is it the same then?
No Shavua. Okay, there's no Shavua, but he pays the mamon. Shavua is a different thing. But here, he pays the mamon. Hadaz Baldin, you pay the mamon. That's what the Mishnah says. Hadaz Baldin, you pay the mamon. But Moedib Knas is Pata. That's a very good kasha. How can the Amora hold not? If the Achrayim say that this Mishnah is telling us Pagin and Ibur, that's a very smart kasha, right? As I was saying it, I was wondering myself. Yes, very good, yes.
Classically, Pagin and Ibur is where you kind of put the words itself. Plain Ravani, Lurid Saini. It means not Neman, Lurid Saini, but Pagin and Ibur here is a more theoretical. You're not just putting the actual words. No? Plain Ravani, Lurid Saini is not Neman, Lurid Saini, but we take the two words, the first two words he said, Neman, last one is not. Here's a theoretical thing that we're on the concept, but not necessarily on what he did.
No, here he says the whole story. He says, Anasti Petisid Bita Shaploni, and therefore I'm chayv to pay boishes a pegam and knas.
Right.
So the Bezin doesn't believe Rova what he said. Anas the Pitin said they don't believe. Ain't on a mes matzmei rasha. And when he says, and therefore I'm chayv knas, we whatever mevar that he did, dainis and mefata. But he said, I'm chayv boishes a pegam. So that part we do accept.
So he actually had to say it.
I don't know if he has to say. Let's say a person comes to Bez and he gives edus and pantomime. So you're going to say it's no good. So the Ritva says that Pischei Tshuva and Choshim Mishma quotes the Ritva. Rav Soloveitchik never used to look in Ritvas. He said on his own like this. Let's say the guy comes to Bez and he writes, he tells the Bez, I'm going to give you Haggadah Seder, I'm going to write on the blackboard. And he starts writing the whole story. So he's communicating directly to the Bez. So that's called Mipiyam. That's not called Mipiksovim. That's not called Mipiksovim. But if he's in Elim and he can't speak, that's a different question. Maybe it's not. Maybe Elim is a psulagul. But if the fellow is a normal, healthy person who is able to speak, he doesn't necessarily. You don't say Mipiyam alone Piksovim. He can't accept it. If he sends Shalech Igeris LeBezna, he sends a letter to the Bezna and they read it. He mails it today and they read it next week. So that's called Mipiyam alone Piksovim. But if he's writing in front of the Bezdin, so that's called a Haggadah Seder. So here, a fellow gives a Haggadah Seder. He says, Anasti Petis is Bitol Shpleini. He doesn't have to say more. So it's as if he had said, let's say a guy gives Haggadah Seder in pantomime. It's also a Mepiyah. Unless he's in Elam, he can't, not able to talk. But he is able to talk. No issue of Elam. So it's as if he had said, and I owe Boshes a Begam, and I know the Knas. So we can't accept the whole story. But that one sentence that he said it, that he implied, that I know I owe Boshes a Begam. So that you can accept. You can't accept 95% of what he said and 5% of the story. We do accept that I owe the Boshes a Begam. That's Pagin and Ibur. So that's a good kasha. That's a machlokes Amarayim in Sanhedrin and the Gemaris. And here the Achrayim say that the Mishnah is based on Pagin and Ibur. That's a good kasha. The way we pass on Allah is not a problem. I guess the other Amar will give a different shot than the Mishnah.
Okay.
Yes?
Also, why would we call it
the Tzitz HaChoshen has a machlokes with early Rachreinim. What's the nature of the din of Haidos Baldin? So early Rachreinim thought that not that he has nemonis, not the Haidos Baldin, we believe him that he owes $100. When he admits I owe $100, that creates a hischaivus. Just like if you make a Kenyan suitor, I say, hereby obligate myself to give you $1,000, and you give me a handkerchief, and I say, but my accepting the suitor, I obligate myself. So Kona Miyoda creates a hischaivus. Or if I write on a shtar, Chayv ani lachmona, hereby obligate myself to give you $100, and I give you the shtar, so that's also kind of hischaivus. So the early Achrayim thought that Hodos Baldin is a method of creating a hischaivus. So the Tzais disagrees and says that it's not true. Hodos Baldin is nemonis. He's nemon on the case. And the later Achrayim on Medayik, that's why the Tosefta has an expression, Kimei Eidem Dami, that it's a nemonis, not that it's a hischaivus. And the same Tzais, he disagrees with the Maharit, who understood that Shavi Anav Shechaticha Di Yisura. Let's say a person says that girl is my sister and I'm not allowed to marry her. So then later on he denies it. He says, not my sister. So say if he gives a good explanation to explain away why he said originally, okay, doesn't give a valid explanation. He just says, I was kidding, I didn't mean it. So then we say, Shavi Anav Shechaticha Di Yisura. Even though we don't have any outside evidence that that's your sister, we won't allow you to marry her. But it should be a dovish beer. We should require two kosher eidim. So that's the chiddush din of Shavi Anavshi. So the early Rachmanim, the Marit thought Shavi Anavshi is min din neder. Din neder should lend itself to hataras nedar. So the guy says, yeah, I took a neder yesterday to act as if it's my sister. Let me make hataras nedar. So they say they made a chumer midrabbana not to permit hataras nedar on this neder. Like Nazira Shimshon, the Gemara said, a person says, I really know Zikki Shimshon, so just like Shimshon didn't have a Hataras Nedarim, you can only have a Hataras Nedarim if you accepted the Neder. You say, I made a mistake. Pesach, Harata, I made a mistake. But Nazira Shimshon was Hamalach Idiro. The Malach said, your son is going to become a Nazir, whether he likes it or not. Yes, the Nazir wasn't Shaykh Hataras Nedarim. So if a person says, Harini Ki Shimshon, so the Gemara says, there's no Hataras Nedarim. So some Achrenim say, Men Hatar, there is Hataras Nedarim in Nazira Shimshon. Shimshon didn't have a Hatorah. Malach Adir, I accept upon myself to be a Nazir like Shimshon. So I took a neder, should have Hatorah. And the Gemara says, no Hatorah. So some Achaim say, it's only Midirabban. Others say, no. They say, you want to be like Shimshon. And Shimshon didn't have Atara. So you are Matvis, you and Aziris is the same as Shimshon's, you doesn't have Atara and Atara. But doesn't say no, it only doesn't have Atara and Rabbanim. That's why when we do Hataras and Dorim, and there are Rosh Hashanah, so that people say the Nusach that's printed in the Siddur, they say, I want to make Hataras and Dorim, I feel in the Zira Shimshon. So the Achrayim, what do you mean the Zira Shimshon? Zira Shimshon doesn't have Atara. What kind of Atara? So they say Midrabbanon does not have Atar, Midrabbanon it does, he's making Hatar that it should be valid Midrabbanon, even though Midrabbanon is not valid. So the early Rachmanim said that Shavi Anav Shechatich Edisura is Midin Neder. I Midin Neder should lend itself to Hatara. So they said Achumre Midrabbanon doesn't lend itself to Hatara. So he says that's wrong also. He says Shavi Anav Shechatich Edisura is exactly identical with the Din of Hadoz Baldin Kimei Eden Domi. And the Gemara increases, has an expression, Adam Neman Alatzmo Yosem Imeo Ish. Adam Neman Alatzmo. For Mammon and for Dov Shebiyev. Even though normally Mammon needs two Edim, and Dov Shebiyev needs two Edim, Adam Neman Alatzmo Yosem Imeo Ish. It's a din of Nemanus, it's not a din. And he proves it from Gemara's that Hadoz Baldin is not that it's a form of Ischaivus, and Shabi Anafshe is not a din of Neder. It's Adam Neman Alatzmo, it's a Gemara Loshen.
Can we possibly say that this plug-in is also machlokas in Tanayim? Because in the Mishnah from the Gemara says Masis in Delai Kiatana, it says Afi Bosh Afosh is Ugam in a Mishnah on Alpiatma. Maybe we could say that the reason over there is that they hold.
Nah, the Tana gives the reason why. It sounds like Min HaTorah, he agrees with the Mishnah, Reb Shimon. Shimon ben Yehuda quotes the name Reb Shimon Baichoy. Min HaTorah sounds like he agrees with the Mishnah. You do pay. But with the Rabbanan, they made a takana, Bosh to Bukan Menashan Malpiatzma, Lok Elemenesh, Yivgan Bito Shoplani. He's going to be Moitz, he's going to come to Bez and say, I was Mefata her. I was Mefata her and she agreed. So the Bezin are going to say, you got to pay the money. So they're going to print it up in the newspapers. The girl, he was mefata the girl, and the girl agreed to it. So it's a busha. So the Gemara says, even if the girl wants the money, the father wants the money, and the whole family wants the money, they'll say, yeah, he was mefata her. Maybe there's a distant cousin lives in Medina Sayam somewhere. So they made a takana de Rabbanon that he's Zayin and Nema. It doesn't sound like this because he doesn't believe in Pagina Dibur. Sounds like it's a takana de Rabbanon. It's a hefke bez nefke. Mikra din, Reb Shimon agrees with the Mishnah. Mikra din, the guy does pay the mammon. You do say Pagina Dibur. It's a takana de Rabbanon. Not to accept it because it'll be an embarrassment to some member of the family or another.
So you wouldn't apply it to this Mishnah here. It's just the way
Nemanis. He says, I owe $1,000, but the Bezin doesn't have to ask him why. When the guy says, I don't owe money, Bezin asks, why don't you owe the money? So he has to give an explanation, and it has to be an explanation that he has Nemanis on. Let's say, this is in Shulchan Aruch. Let's say, you come and you say, I owe you $1,000. I say, I don't owe you $1,000. So the Bezin says, you come and you say, I owe you $1,000. So Bezin will ask you, why do you think that he owes you $1,000? If you come and you admit that you owe me $1,000, Bezin doesn't ask any questions, why, how, where, when. You owe him $1,000, pay. But if you come and you, a tainus baldin, you come and you say, I owe you $1,000, Bezin asks, why? So the guy's going to say, because I burnt down his house on Shabbos. So he say, he doesn't owe you the money. That's kamlei b'derab minei. You have to explain why do you think that I owe the money. So that's a taina. If you make a haidah, you admit you owe money, they're not going to ask you why. They'll just say, good, thank you very much, pay him the money. Unless you say, I owe money as a knas. Then the Bezin says, as a knas is an onish, it can't be self-imposed. We have to have some outside birur. Because they don't miss matzmei Russia. Without a birur that he did something wrong, we can't make a gmardin. Without a gmardin, there's no meaning, there's no significance in paying any knas. Has to be paid with Torah Sonish with a Gemardin, yeah. But if you have a taina, not a haidos, a taina means you claim I owe you $1,000. So Bezin will ask, why do you think that he owes you the money? So you have to have a plausible taina. You have to have a taina that has the monies. And then I don't owe you the money. Whenever the nitva taina is, I don't owe you the money, it has to be neman on his taina. So let's say like this, you say, you lent me $1,000, I owe you because there was once a halvor and I only paid $1,000 and I didn't pay the extra $1,000. I say, of course I didn't pay. The extra $1,000 was the ribbis. I borrowed $1,000 and there was $1,000 100% interest, and I paid you the keren, and then in the course of the year, I found out that there's a prohibition of risk which I never heard of. I don't want to pay the extra $1,000. So the Rishonim say, Ein on emes ma'atzmei rosha. I'm not believed to say that I borrowed beribis. So that's not an acceptable taina. That's not an acceptable taina. So I never answered your taina. You said that you lent me money and I owe you, I originally owed you $2,000 and now I owe you $1,000. You didn't go into the details how you lent me, that you lent me $1,000 and $1,000 was ribbis. You just said you lent me money and I still owe you, a long time ago you lent me money and I still owe you $1,000. I say, yeah, you lent me $1,000 with $1,000 ribbis, and the $1,000 the Karen I paid back, and the ribbis I'm not going to pay back because you're not allowed to collect the ribbis. So the Risha does Hagos Oshri in Hagozel, which is quoted in the Choshe Mishpat. So he says, hey, don't amaze Mats Marasha, the guy is not believed. To Taina that the other guy owes me money, or to Taina I don't owe you money. Taina is Badlim, but there's a Hakosha. To there says one way, the Nitva says opposite. So then you have to explain why. But if you make Oidos Baldin, I admit that I owe money, doesn't ask him why.
So
are
you saying that,
meaning
they can believe him without asking why?
Believe what he said, that he owes the $1,000. He doesn't have to give an explanation why. If he would have to give an explanation, then we would say, he says, Anasti Petisi. Then we would say, Russia, we don't believe you. So we wouldn't believe that he owes the money. But we say, Pagin and Dibura, we believe what he said, he owes the $1,000, but we don't believe the whole background of the story. And it doesn't have to be believed on the reason. When you admit that you owe money, there's no need to give an explanation why you owe the money. You only have to give, that's called in the Gemara's Lashon, Tzorch Lebar Tainosai. Whenever there's a taina means the hakhosha between a taveh and a nitva, that's a taina. When the guy comes and he makes hoidah as baldin, that's not a taina, that's hoidah. So hoidah ain't a tzorch levar dvorov. But taina, tzorch levar tainosai. You have to explain the reason, why do you think he owes you the money, and I have to explain, why do I think I don't owe you the money? So if the fellow's saying, I did an avera, so that we don't believe what he said, has no nemanis.
Why can't you explain it, I guess, based on his chayvah? We don't believe him.
Because there ain't no such thing. His chaybs is only either I date. The Rambam holds not so. The Rambam holds if I say, I hereby obligate myself to give you $1,000, that's it. I'm mechuyev to give $1,000. Even though the Rambam writes, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph in Hilchas Mechira, Ein Hamekach Nikne Bidvarim, that's how Hilchas Mechira begins. If you want to transfer ownership of a Be'en, I own a Gemara, I own a jacket, I own an apartment, so I want to transfer ownership of an object, a Be'en. So the Rambam starts off, Ein amekech nikta midvarm, just with words alone, a kinyan is not chal, you have to make a maise kinyan. But the Rambam says, to create his chayvus, he can, midvarm alone. The Rambam and the Ran, and all the other Rishonim don't accept that. They hold, no, that's the basic klal in all the Gemaras. You cannot create his chayvus midvarm alone. You have to have either kinyan sudar or a kinyan shtar. And the guy just says, I hereby obligate myself to give you money. He's not b'chuyif to pay the money.
That's not how, let's say he has property.
I mean, if he has property, that still doesn't work with just divine law. To say, I owe you this property that I have. If he says, it's yours, he made a hados baldin, this property is really yours. So that's a hados baldin that it is. That's not a hischaivus. But to create hischaivus, he says, I hereby obligate myself, accept upon myself an obligation, to give you $100. The din is not mechuyif to give. Even the Rambam is such a chiddush, the Ktzois couldn't believe that the Rambam said it. So in Simen Mem, Chosh Mishpat, the Ktzois stands on his head, he reinterprets the Rambam. The answer is the Rambam really said it. We don't pass like the Rambam. Okay, but the Rambam says it and he meant it. The Rambam, even though the Rambam starts off Hilchas Mechira, Ein Amekach Nikta Midvarim, but nonetheless, later in the end of Hilchas Mechira, the Rambam says, if a person says, I accept upon myself an obligation to give you $1,000, the Rambam says he is chayef to give it. Gemara says in several places, how did the hischaivus take effect? Just bedvarim alone? Gemara says, no, he made a kinyan suda. So according to the Rambam, why does the Gemara say you need a kinyan suda that you can't create hischaivus bedvarim alone? So the Ran asked Akasha, the Ran on Kubbeis and Ksubis, holds like the Rambam. The Ran on the Rif holds like the Rambam, and he asked on himself, how can I say that you don't need a kinyan suda to create his chayvus. There's so many gemaras. If the gemara says you can't create his chayvus unless kona miyado, so the Ran answers the kasha, and this is explicit in the Rambam. If I say I hereby obligate myself to give you $1,000, then I'm mechuyev to give, according to the Rambam and the Ran. But if I say I hereby obligate myself to give you $1,000 if it snows tomorrow, ala tanai, that's called asmachta, and asmachta lo kanya. So then you need kona miyado. But if it's not ala tanai, the Gemara has, let's say, shemachinim is only chayv and pshia, and then he says, I'll be a shemachinim, and I accept it upon myself, even to pay gnei v'avei de v'yonsen. So the Gemara says in Baba Metzia, on that Mishnah, on Daf Tzadik Dala, bedvarim alone, just bedvarim alone, the Gemara says, no, kona miyado. So according to Ram, what did he need kona miyado for? The answer is, he didn't say, I hereby obligate myself to give you $100. He said, I obligate myself to give you $100 if there'll be a Gneva Ve'aveda. If there'll be. If I'll give back the Pikot Nava, watch it, there'll be back. I'm not going to pay anything. So whenever it's a Hischaivus Alatanai, then the Rambam says that's a definition of Asmachta. The Rambam has a totally different definition. Gemara has a machlekes about Asmachta Kanya, Asmachta Lo Kanya. So we pass on Asmachta Lo Kanya. So you're not Chayv. So the Rambam's definition is Das Alatanai. The Ramban writes in the end of Barbasa, I don't know what in the world the Rambam is talking about. He says, doesn't know what the Rambam's definition of Asmacht is. Because no other Rishon learns like that. Hardly anybody learns like that. The Rambam, Mr. Vilna Gaon, writes in Choshe Mishpat in the Bi'ur HaGro that the Rambam Pshita be'Asmacht is based on the Shari Shavuos of Rav Haigon. Who wrote the Shari Shavuos? I already forgot. Not Rav Haigon, one of the Goinim. The back of Masech HaShavuos, back of the Riv. So they have the whole Shari Shavuos, one of the Goyim. So the Rambam's definition of Asmachta comes from the Goyim. But nobody else holds like that. Everybody else has a totally different definition of what it means, Asmachta Lo Kanya.
Okay. That's himself, I thought the whole discussion of, like, Skybus, as if the person, like, the first source of Nakhali, as if the person doesn't have property, like, then you need either the Kanya. I thought if the person has property,
you still need. It's still a needed a Kenyan Suda or a Kenyan Shtar to create a Hischaivus. Just, you can't just create a Hischaivus but Dvarim alone. Except according to the Rambam and the Ran on Daf Kuf Beis. And even they'll agree that if it's a Hischaivus ala Tanai, then you do, then also you need a Kenyan Suda. Without a Kenyan Suda, it won't be Chal. Yeah.
The regular definition of Asmachta is he's not sure it's going to occur, and therefore he's not serious.
The normal definition means something else. It would mean like this. Let's say a couple are engaged to get married, lovey-dovey, and then they fill out a prenuptial agreement, and they write in the prenuptial agreement which bezin should have jurisdiction in case there be a dispute in the marriage. That's in one document. Fine. Then they have the other, that everybody agrees, prenuptial agreement. Then there's another prenuptial agreement that some members of the faculty here in the yeshiva think is not acceptable. So the other prenuptial agreement says, in case that bezna that we chose, that we both agreed, now that lovey-dovey, so they pick a bezna, they both, rabbis X, Y, and Z, right? So in case that bezna will declare that I was acting improperly by withholding it from you, I hereby obligate myself to give you $25,000 for every week that I withhold again. So that's called asmachta. That's a hischaivus ala tanai with an umdin in the muchach that he thought it's never going to happen. They're lovey-dovey now. They're going there on their way. They're marching down to the altar to get married. He thinks, I'm never going to do this avla. They both think he's not going to do the avla. They love each other. So whenever there's a hischaibus, any kinyan ala tanai, where there's an umdin in the muchach, that the person who's accepting the obligation thought that it's never going to happen. So that's called asmachta lokanya. An umdin in the muchach that he thought the kiyam ala tanai will never happen is the equivalent of an umdin in the muchach that he doesn't want the whole kinyan. He doesn't want the whole thing. So some rabbis thought that this document is an asmachta, an asmachta lakam. Yeah, it would have been an asmachta if he would write, I obligate myself to give you $25,000 as a penalty for every week that I don't give, that I withhold the get, if the bezin will declare that I did improper. You don't write $25,000. If you write $25,000, that's a guzma, the Gemara says. That's a penalty. That's taka asmachta lakanya. So they write a reasonable amount of money. So they write, I obligate myself to give you $500 a week. $500 a week is not so such a guzma. It costs a lot of money to live. If she's going to eat out in restaurants all the time, if she's going to have to rent a hotel room, it's going to cost more than $500 a week. You don't have to be a multi-billionaire to be able to spend $500 a week to live. So if you write an amount of money that's reasonable, it should be an amount of money that should encourage him, that he should hustle to give the get. So then it's not called asmachta. That's the ABCs of asmachta. The people who say that the second prenuptial agreement is asmachta, I don't think they know chayshim mishpat. They don't know what they're talking about. Yeah.
How did the Ran answer? The Ran asked, how could you say that there's a chayos without a kenyan and fall over the gemara and say a kenyan suitor? So what do we answer for that?
So the Ran says, whenever it's a hischaivus belit tanai with no strings attached, the hischaivus is chal b'dvarim alone. All those gemaras, 15, 20 gemaras, that say, how can you make a hischaivus just like this? Gemara says, no, it's kana miyodai. Every single case is talking hischaivus ala tanai. Like Master Shemachinam, liyas kishem esocha. The Shemachinam says, even though strictly speaking, I'm only responsible if a pshia will occur, I accept upon myself to pay even if any raveda will occur. So he's not accepting to pay $1,000. He's accepting to pay $1,000 if a Gnei Baveda will occur. If. So his Chayvus Ala Tanai, that's called Asmachta. And Asmachta Lo Kanya. So that's, you look in the Rambam, that is the Rambam's definition of Asmachta. That's what the Ramban writes in the end of Bava Basra. He does know what in the world the Rambam is talking about. What's the Rambam's definition of Asmachta? The Rambam has like this. If I give you a watch as a Matana and I say, this is a gift for you, take it right now, on the condition that you jog tomorrow for an hour. So the Rambam said, that's a kinyan ala tonight, that's valid. But if I leave the watch on the table and I say, see this watch, I'm going to put it in the drawer. If you jog for an hour, I give you permission to go pick up the watch. So you can go jog for an hour, then you pick up the watch. Asmachta lo kanyan. So the Ramban said, what? It's the exact same thing. I said, I'm going to give you a gift. It's an umdad and mukhat that he thought he's not going to jog. So why does it make a difference here, there? What's, if he gives him the watch now and he says, it's yours, ala tanai, that you're going to go jogging today or tomorrow for an hour, that's kinyan ala tanai. And if he doesn't give it to him now, he just expresses das makna. He says, I give you permission to be kind of the watch, go jog for an hour. After you jog, then I give you permission to pick up the watch and to be kind of the matana. All of a sudden, that's an asmachta ala kanya. You see, the Ramban says, he doesn't know what the Rambam is talking about. Most of the Rishonim say they don't know what the Rambam shita. The Rambam and the Ran have a different definition of asmachta. They hold asmachta means das ala tanai. If I give you the watch, I made a kinyan. So kinyan ala tanai is parshas bnei Gadim ne'ruvin. You can make a tanai on a get, on kiddushin, on afrashas truma. You can make a tanai on chalukas eretz yisrael. You can make a tanai on a lot of things. But if you have das ala tanai, so that's the Rambam's definition of asmachta. So if a person says, I hereby accept upon myself an obligation to give you $1,000. The Rambam says, I'm chayv to give the money. No strings attached, I'm chayv. His chayvus can be created with das alone. He can make a kinyan on a bien with das. Ein amekech nikta medvarim, to transfer a bien. But to create his chayvus bedvarim alone, you can. But if the guy says, I accept upon myself an obligation to give you $1,000 if it snows tomorrow. It's ala tanai. So that's called das ala tanai. The das ala tanai is the Rambam's definition of asmachta. So you have to check through all the Gemaras. Where did the Rambam get this definition from? How does it fit into all the Gemaras? So the Rambam, if you look in all the Rambam has a different interpretation on all the Gemaras from Tosfos. Tosfos learns all the Gemaras one way. Tosfos says explicitly, you can't create a hischaivus just by dvarim alone. Just like you can't make a kinyan on the bien without the maaseh kinyan, you can't create a hischaivus without a maaseh kinyan. And the Rambam learns every single Gemara differently from Tosfos.
So what's the machlokas about whether gambling is an asmachta or not?
Usually when people gamble, let's say they're playing cards for money. So they play on credit. Poshup shot. So Tosfos says, we're playing cards, and we say whoever loses has to pay the winner. So Tosfos says, there's nothing to discuss. They didn't make any kinyanim. Has nothing to do with hasmachta kanya, hasmachta al kanya. There's no hischaivus unless he made a maaseh kinyan. So Taisa says, no, we're talking mo'es al adaf. There's a plate in the middle, and all the gamblers put their money on the plate, and each one picks up the plate, and they say, if I win, it's all mine. I made a kinyan. You said, if you win, it's all yours. You pick it up. Each one picks it up. Tamid ha-chachamin. They have to know how to learn. Moshneim al adaf, all the money is on the table. Each one makes a kinyan ala tanai. So then it's a discussion whether it's asmachta. It's not that he thought he's never going to lose. He hoped that he's not going to lose. He only agrees to gamble with the hope that he's going to win. So that's our machlekes. If the fellow made a kinyan, the fellow gave a matana to someone else, ala tanai, he was so positive it's never going to happen, that's called asmachta. What if he's not positive it's not going to happen? He's hoping and praying that it's not going to happen. He hopes that he's going to win. So is that also called asmachta? So that's machlekes, where the gambling is called also called asmachta or not. But according to the Rambam, no, they're gambling on credit. They didn't make any kinyanim. They're not talmid chachamim. And when a guy says, whoever loses will pay to the winner, so that should normally be a hischayvus mamon hischal bedvarim, but it's hischayvus ala tanai. If I lose, I promise to give you $1,000. If I win, I'm not going to give you the $1,000. So that's why it's called asmachna, because it was hischayvus bedas ala tanai. If I lose, I'll pay. If I don't lose, I'm not going to pay. So that's das ala tanai. According to the Rambam, that is the definition of asmachna. So once you make a kinyan suder, that solves the whole problem of asmachta. It's a kinyan ala tanai, it's not a das ala tanai.
And how does the guzma fit into that? Whether the values of guzma are realistic?
No, the guzma, that's another case. That's the other, according to the Rambam, I don't know. According to the Rambam, how does guzma play a role? I don't know. According to the other Rishon, we understand why guzma plays a role. That's a good question. According to the Rambam, why does guzma play a role? I don't know.
Okay.
Yes?
We answer that the Amorim who don't hold a Pagina Figura because they would read the, say like the Rambam, that Smisha is about Haskaivas, and that it's not about Pagina Figura.
The Mishnah is about Haskaivas? Nah. He's not Haskaivas, he's telling over a story. He says, he doesn't say, I hereby accept upon myself an obligation. He says, I did this and this and this. Yeah, this is a famous Mishnah. The Moedi B'Knas is Potter, and how it does, Baldin by Momin is Chayef. And the Mishnah gives all the examples. Hey, Mishori is Ploni, or Shori Shal Ploni. He says, my Shor Muad killed someone, and I'm Chayef to pay Kofer. If a Shor Tam kills someone, there's a Machlek Zatanaim. Do you pay Chatzi Kofer? Do you not pay Kofer at all? Who's the one who holds that there's Chatzi Kofer? The top line on Mem Aleph and Beis. Rabbi Yosef Glili was a Tana. He holds that a Tana Shalom Chatzi Kofer. When a short time kills an Adam, so Rabbi Yosef Glili holds just like a short time pays Chatzi Nezik when he makes a Hezik, the short time Sharagazan pays Chatzi Kofer. We don't pass like that. We pass when a short time doesn't even pay Chatzi Kofer. The Pasuk says, Bala Shor Noki. So we pass when Bala Shor Noki, Noki mi Chatzi Kofer. It doesn't pay at all. Rabbi Yosef Glili has a different interpretation, Bala Shor Noki. It means that it's not Chai Misa B'Dei Shemayim, but he does pay. So again, so the Mishnah says, "Hey, Mishori es ploni, ameko hados baldin. My shor amud killed the person. I'm chayv to pay kofer. So kofer, kufer, kapara. There are three different things. There's momin is knas, and kapara. So kofer is not knas. Kofer is kapara. So hados baldin is chayv. Hados baldin is not neman. Hados baldin is not neman by knas because you have to be aware that you did an avera." But over here, when the guy needs a kapara, so you do be, let's say a guy comes to the Beis HaMikdash, and he says, "Dear, here's a korban chatas, I was machal Shabbos b'shoigeh." So the Shita Mekubetzis asks in the beginning of Bar Mitzvah, "Eir on the Meis Matzmei Rosha, how can you believe what he said, that he was machal Shabbos b'shoigeh? Eir on the Meis Matzmei Rosha." So he says, no, Odom Neman al Atzma b'no la b'in Atzma li Atzma. He's never to say that he did an avera. He wants to do kapara. He himself is not a kohen. So he can't be makrib the korban in the Beis HaMikdash. He brings the korban to the kohen. He says, please do me a favor, be makrib the korban, because I was machal Shabbos, the shoygeg, and I did a kapara. So the Shittim Kibetz says, Odom Neman al Atzma is only beno la bin Atzma li Atzma, the Gemara says, but here it's legabi acherim. So why? How did the kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash have the right to believe what the man said when he comes and he wants to bring the korban chatas? They should say, Ein on the Meis Matzmei Rosha. So they say, Mi'ikiradin, he's saying, I'm a chuyav, I need a kapara. I did an aver, I need a kapara. I got no choice, I have to bring a kapara. And the Torah says, the Kohanim are doing it on my behalf. So it's like, Odom Neman, Beinola, Beinatzma, Liatzma. When Bezdin is going to give me Malkus on Misa, or Bezdin is going to make me pay a knas, that's an oinish that's imposed me bachutz. So oinish me bachutz, so the guy's ain't on the Mesmat Marosh, he's not believed to ascertain the facts. Legabi the bezel here. It's not that then the kohanim have to be mevarah that the guy did an aver. He's mevarah on his own. He say chatos evisi. I did an aveira after being a korban chatzis, and do me a favor, help me out. So the kohanim don't need an independent birur. The guy's neman al atzma, adam neman al atzma, that he did an aveira, he needs a kapara. He himself is not a kohen, so he can't be mocked with the korban. So the kohanim have to help him out. But the shittim kobetzah says in the beginning of Bamitzia, not daf of Enon Mes Matzmei Rosha, that this is called Beinola Bein Atzma Liatma, to say the Chayav Achatas. So the Mishnah says, hey, Mishari es Ploni, my Shor Amud killed someone, I'm Chayav to pay Kapara, Koifer, Kufir Kapara, is Haidos Baldinas Chayav. Or I say, hey, Mishari es, hey, Mishari es Shorish El Ploni. Hey, Mishari es Ploni is Koifer, or Shorish El Ploni is a Shor Shenogach es Ashor. So you pay Nezik. Is it talking about a short time or a short muad? That's going to be a machlokes in the Gemara. When a short time pays chatzin nezik, is that knas or is that moment? So that's a machlokes of Rapop, Rav Hunaber, Rav Bishua. That's in Baba Kama Tezvov. And it's over here, the same sugya. And we paskin lehilchasa, the Gemara comes to the conclusion that palgan iska knosa. Chatzin nezik of a short time is knas, it's not moment. So when the Mishnah says, hey, Mishori, Eshori Shaploni, Harezim, Mishalim, Alpiyatzma, it's talking about a muad. If we talk about a time, and the Tam pays Chatzinezik is Knas, and he wouldn't be Mishalem al Piyatzma. He's talking about a Shor Amud, like, hey, Mishari is Ploni. Only a Shor Amud pays Koifer. Shor Tam doesn't pay. We don't pass like Rabbi Yisrael. Shor Tam doesn't pay Chatzin Koifer. So this whole line in the Mishnah goes on a Shor Amud. Hey, Mishari is Ploni. I admit my Shor killed the fourth time, I have to pay Koifer. And Koifer is not Knas, Koifer is Kapora. Hey, Mishari is Shorish al Ploni. Is a Shor Amud, so you pay. Is a Mishalem al Piyatzma, because it's moment. When a Hei Mishari Avdu Shal Ploini, Ein a Mishalem al Piyatzma, why? Because Shloshim Shalevit is a fixed amount, and a fixed amount, Kol Kesev Kotzuv, is always going to be Knas. Zeh HaKlal, Kol HaMishalem Yosem Masha Yizik, Ein a Mishalem al Piyatzma. Who is Yosem in Masha Yizik? The Shloshim Shalevit is sometimes going to be Yosem, sometimes going to be Pachas in Masha Yizik. Whenever it's a schum kotzuv, the Gemara says, it doesn't correspond to the hefsid. If the Shor Amud kills anything, a short time kills an Evik 90, you don't pay. Shor Amud kills an Evik 90, then you pay Shloshim Shalevit. You pay Shloshim Shalevit, whether the Evit is worth $1 million on the slave market, the Evit is worth $5 on the slave market. So the payment of the Shloshim Shalevit doesn't correspond to the hefsid. So that's why it's considered knas. That's the definition. What's the definition of mammon? Mammon is when I'm mechuyev to pay to make good the hefsid that you suffered, which is my fault. You sold me a Cadillac for $40,000. Does it sell for that? You sold me a Cadillac for $40,000. So you're out $40,000 because I took the Cadillac. I drove it away. So that's mammon. Well, let's say I crashed into your Cadillac and it's a hefsid of $10,000. So you are out $10,000 because of something that I did. So that's called mammon, or my behemoth. I didn't watch my behemoth. I didn't watch my kitten and my dog, and it ate up your dog biscuits, or ate up your, drank up your milk, or whatever. So you are suffering a hefsid of 25 cents of milk because I was negligent. I didn't watch my behemoth. So if I am responsible for your hefsid mammon, so then, and I have to pay to make good, l'malei sachisar, to make good, so that's called mammon. But if it doesn't correspond, I pay Shloshim Shalevit, pay Chamishim Shekel, and it's a Mefata, Meir Shekel, Moitzi Shemer, doesn't correspond to anything. That the amount of the Hefsid. So that's called Knas. So the Chatzi Nezik of the short time, that's a Machlekes Amoraim. That's a Machlekes Amoraim. How do you understand why the Torah said that the short time pays Chatzi Nezik? So the Rashi explains it, Gemara explains it. Should I say, what's the definition of a short time? What does it mean, Karen? They're different. Shlosh Ovis Nemra Bishor. You have Karen, Shen, and Regal. So Karen, let's say, is Kabanosa Lahazik. More in the beginning of Bava Kama says, each one of the Ovis Nezikin has a quirk to it. There's something unique about it. That Karen, the first 3 times, pay Chatzin Nezik Migufa, and then you pay Nezik Shalom and Aliyah. Bor is Potter on Kalem. Eish is Potter on Tomon. Each one has a quirk. So it's, and then you have told the same Kayetzabem. The Toldas have the same dinim as the others. So how do you determine whether something is a Tolda Bor, Tolda Vesh, has to have the same characteristics as the Av? So what is the characteristic, what is the unique feature of Karen that we say that carrying the first three times pays chatzin nezek migufo, only the fourth time pays nezek shalom and aliyah. So the Gemara in the beginning of Bava Kamma sounds like it says explicitly, sounds like it says the unique characteristic of Karen is kavanasa lahazik. When you get to Daf Amud Beis, when you get to Mem Aleph Amud Beis, and Bava Kamma that's Tezvav Amud Beis, we get to this Gemara, the Gemara backs out already, that's not the correct definition. So the Gemara starts off like this. Karen is kavanasa lahazik. So we know that human beings can be mean to each other. We know that people murder, and people steal, and people cheat. And people will be mean, they'll be kavanasa lahazik, they'll go to the next neighbor's barn and burn the whole thing down. So kavanasa lahazik, human beings mean. What about behemoths? So whoever has an animal is mukhiyah b'shmiras ha-behemah. It's your response. You own an animal, so you should watch it to make sure that it v'lo yishmeran ha-balok, Pasuk says. You're mukhiyah to pay because shmiras ha-alecha. You were negligent, you didn't watch. So say you're mukhiyah to pay for the hezek. It's your responsibility. So the question is, does the balashor have to watch the shore that the shore shouldn't go crazy to be mazik with kavanasa lahazik? Maybe that's only by human beings, the shtick, kavanasa lahazik. Maybe by behemoths. Maybe I should say, stam shvar ma beches kashima kaimi. You're not mechuyev to watch. Mechuyev to watch a shore shouldn't make a hezek of yesh hanoel hezeko, by shem, shouldn't make a hezek of regel. The animals walk, they always break things when they walk. They walk, they're fat animals and they break things. So that's your responsibility. I should have in mind, I'm mechuyev to watch the animal. Shouldn't do kavanasa lahazik. That's by people that have kavanasa. Behemoths are not so smart. They're dumb animals, so they don't know such a harifas. A chacham lahare, should know kavanasa lahazik. So one opinion, so we paskin, stam shvorim abiches kashim akaini. You're not mechuyev mikra, then you shouldn't be held responsible to watch the animal, that it shouldn't make a hezek of kavanasa lahazik. And if it did make keren mikra, then you shouldn't be mechuyev to pay a penny. And the fact that you have to pay chatzin nezek is not yoyse mimashe hizik. It's chatzin nezek, it's pachas, but it's yoyse mimashe haya. Sorach liyas mechuyev l'shalem. They really shouldn't have been mechuyev to pay even a penny. Because tam shvay meches kashim ukaimi. So that's how we paskin, that the chatzin nezek is not yoisem imasha hizik, it's yoisem imasha hoid sorakli is mechuyev l'shalem. Mikra deni really shouldn't have had to be mechuyev to pay even a penny. And that's why the palganiska is knasa. And the other opinion in the Gemara is, just, no. Just like human beings, achachem lohara, people will be mean to each other and they'll burn down the god kavanasa lahazik. So the behemoth also can have, the owner of a behemoth should know that it could be kavanasa lahazik. And just like it's your responsibility to watch the behemoth, that it shouldn't make a hezek, ha'ideshem beregel, who adinam, it's your responsibility to watch that the behemoth shouldn't make a hezek of kavanasa lahazik. And really, if it makes kavanasa lahazik, you really ought to pay nezek shalom. But because people don't think so much, people think, the behemoth is going to be so smart to make kavanasa lahazik. People think like that. So the Torah gives you a break the first three times. But Mikra Din really should have been held responsible to pay Nezik Sholem. And it's a kula, it's that you only pay, but the Chatzin Nezik that you pay is because you really are held responsible. Stam Shvarim, La Beches Kashim Akami. You can't assume that the animal isn't going to make Ezek with Kavanos El Hazik. So that's the Machlekes, with the Palganiska Mamayna, Palganiska Knos, because the definition of Maman is when I'm Mechuyev to pay you to make good the Chisaron that you suffered, which I'm responsible for. I bought your house, I owe you $500,000. I bought your car, I owe you $45,000. I scratched the car, I owe you $2,000 for the hezek. My behemoth made a hezek, so it's my responsibility. I should have watched. So that's the machlokes over here, with a palganiska mamon, a palganiska knosa. So according to the opinion, a palganiska mamona, I really should be held responsible to pay all, but we give him a break. So then the definition of Karen is kavanasa lahazik. Because the Bala Behema thinks, what, the Behema is going to be mazik, kavanasa lahazik? That's far-fetched. So then the Torah gives him a break because the Bala Behema wasn't thinking. He didn't think like that. So that would be the definition. But we don't paskin like that. We paskin that Stam Shvarim is b'ches kashima kaimi. That normal animals do not do a hezek of kavanasa lahazik. So the fact that the animal did kavanasa lahazik is mishuna. So we pass on halacha that that's the definition of keren. Not so much kavanah sal hazik, mishunah. So the Gemara says lemaskana here, mem aleph on the base, and the same thing appears in Baba Kama. After Zvav on the base, but this whole sugya, this whole thing, the whole 40 lines over here, everything is repeated from Baba Kama. So we pass on halacha, let's say, a cat is hungry, so it's going to go, if I don't watch my cat, my kitten, it's going to go to the next neighbor's kitchen, and he's going to drink a bowl of milk there, he's going to eat his Cheerios, whatever left on the floor, he's going to eat some ice cream, that's open. So what if my cat is hungry, and the cat goes to the next neighbor, and he eats a chicken, he's so hungry, he eats a chicken for breakfast. That's not kavanos elahazik, the cat is hungry, but that's crazy. A cat is so hungry that it eats up. It wasn't kavanah salahazik. Yesh ano elazeka, but it's mishuna. The Gemara says mishuna is the distinguishing characteristic of keren. It's not really kavanah salahazik. On the first dafim, daf beis, daf gimel, and bava kama, the Gemara seems to be assuming that the distinguishing characteristic of keren is kavanah salahazik. That Gemara is shalai kalacha. That Gemara is lefim on the omar that palganiska is mamayna. That palganiska's mamona, so the Torah, and really you should be mechuyev to pay the whole nezek shalom, because tam shvar malah b'ches kashim akayim. So why does the Torah give you a break and say you don't have to pay nezek shalom? Because he thought that since kavanah salahazik, animals are not such pikchim that they should know to make a hezek kavanah salahazik. So according to that opinion, the definition, the unique distinguishing characteristic of keren is kavanah salahazik. But we don't paskin like that. We paskin that stam shvarim are b'ches kashim ekaimi, that animals taka do not do kavanah salahazik, and the unique characteristic of keren is not much kavanah salahazik, it's mishuna. So any case that'll be mishuna, even if it's not kavanah salahazik. The Gemara says shunra dochel etayne goyli. How does the Gemara say? Hakalba dochel shunri. My dog runs into the next door neighbor, and he doesn't need a bone. He doesn't need a dogma. He eats up the cat. The dog ate up the cat, a big cat. That's mishuna. It's not kavanah salahazik. He's starving. He's hungry. Or shunra dochel etayne goyli. My cat is so hungry, didn't just sip a bowl of milk for the next night. He ate up a chicken. So that's not kavanah salahazik. It's yesh anor lezeka, but it's mishuna. So we paskan. That is the distinguishing characteristic of keren. Whenever it's mishuna, then it's called keren. You have to spend more time on this Gemara. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have to leave. So we got to have a vote. We have a quorum to have a vote. So we're still going to finish the perek. So we have several options. So one option is we should continue learning to